This is a CBC podcast. Podcasts. Man, there are so many of them out there.
Hit it!
Podcast Playlist collects, selects, dissects the best. Podcast Playlist with hosts Matt Galloway and Lindsay Michael. Now with its own brand spanking new podcast. Imagine that. Find it at cbc.ca/podcast playlist or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Arden Theatre in St. Albert, home of the Irrelevant Show. Literally, this is our home now. We did a show here last spring, and on the way out of town, we got trapped in St. Albert's one-way road system, spent months circling, and then finally just gave up on our old lives and started over. Until the other day, Neil said, "Hey, since we're trapped here anyway, we might as well do the Irrelevant Show." It's the Irrelevant Show!
That's right. I am talking to you. I am feeling lonely tonight. So, so lonely. But you can fix that. You're good with your hands. And you're not afraid to get down and dirty. You're a man's man. Like a centaur if the horse part wasn't a horse part and it was more just man. And I have exactly what a man like you needs. You have just to get off that couch, get in your car, and come and get it.
This has been a paid advertisement for Murray's Sump Pumps, located just off the 401 across the street from Lionel's Riding Mowers. Come on by to Murray's.
Good morning, fellow fruit flies. Congratulations on hatching and graduating into this world. We did it! Today, we embark on our day-long lifespan, where we can go anywhere and achieve anything, so long as it's in the next few hours in this room and there is fruit. Anything is possible, so long as you don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You need to do it today, you really do. Take Jeff, for instance. Jeff had a clear path from the start and... Oh, Jeff's dead. Well, don't waste your youth, my friends. As we sit here, so young and full of promise, it seems like we have all the time in the world. But before you know it, it's gonna be 1 p.m. And you'll all be in your golden minutes thinking, where did my youth go? So as we head into our middle age, right about now, many of us will find ourselves scrambling to make sure we're taken care of in our old age. Start saving and investing now. Put aside a little fruit so that later today, you'll have some to fall back on. Diversify your investment portfolio. Now, I'm not just talking apples. Take a chance on avocados. And don't forget that a tomato is also a fruit. You'll thank yourself when it comes time for your retirement, so thank yourselves now. How the time fruit flies by. Time flies like a rocket. Fruit flies like a banana, eh? Did you get that? Did you know? Well, look, you either get it or you don't. I don't have time to circle back. I've actually just wasted a quarter of my life and yours on this digression. So I'll get back to the point, which was, My memory isn't quite what it used to be. I was talking about time. The world is a completely different place now than it was when we were children. The values of 11 a.m. are fading. I see these young fruit flies flying around with an entitled attitude like the world's just gonna spoon-feed them fruit. Well, it's not. You learn from us, the generation that's 3 minutes ahead of you.
I think my old buddy Hank put it beautifully. And Hank, are you still? Nope. All right. Well, it seems like it's almost my time. And when you reach my age, it's important to start thinking of your legacy.
Okay, Stephen just passed away, so I guess I'll take over for him. Stephen was a leader among fruit flies, and we will always remember him, even as his body is sucked into the vacuum cleaner like so much dust. But we must not dwell on the past, as this day moves on, and so must we. Good morning, fellow fruit flies! Congratulations on hatching and graduating into this world. We did it! Today we embark on our day-long lifespan.
Hey there, big boy. That's right. I am talking to you. Oh, I feel wild. Oh, I'm out of control. It's like I'm in a hot, sweaty jungle and I just need someone to cool me off. Oh, it's too much. Oh, it's too much. Oh, you know how to turn things on. I have things that need turning on. I have things that need riding. You just need to get off the couch, get into your car, and come and get 'em.
This has been a paid advertisement for Lionel's Riding Mowers, located just off the 401 across the street from Murray Sump Pumps. Come on by, Lionel!
Yes, Mama? Papa?
Your Ma told me what's going on, and I can't stand for it.
Why did you tell him?
I'm worried sick about you. That's why.
No, you're killing your Ma, Jenny. So I'm putting an end to this right now.
What do you mean?
You can't be seeing that Critch boy no more.
It just ain't our kind of folk.
Mitch? But he's a fine young man, always so respectful and kind.
Dagnabbit, Jenny. Are you gonna make us say it?
He's Gitch people.
What, Papa?
Sweetie, we are Gotch people. We always have been and we always will be. Those Critches, them's Gitch folk.
Why should that matter?
Why should that matter? There's two kinds of folk in this world. There's Gitch people and there's Gotch people.
You got your Gitches and your Gotches, and those Critches are Gitches, and we Motts are Gotches. Got it?
Mama, nobody cares anymore whether people say Gitch or Gotch.
Oh, now don't you talk to your Ma in that tone of voice. She's a fourth generation Gotcha. She deserves your respect.
I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry, Papa, but I love Mitch Critch, even if he is a Gitcher and we're Gotchas.
You're tearing this family apart.
Oh, look what you're doing to your Mama Mart.
Now, Mitch and I talked about this, and he's willing to start saying Gotch instead.
Jenny, you can't bait and switch a Gotch to a Gitch. That's just not how the world works.
I don't care if the Critches say Gitch and the Motts say Gotch. I wouldn't care if he ate a Denver instead of a Western omelet, or if he called a sweater a Siwash, or a hoodie a bunny hug. I love him, and it doesn't matter what you say because I'm having his baby.
Oh, honey, no!
Oh, you ain't having no Gitch kids in this house.
I am having this baby. And I'll tell you what, when he grows up, he ain't wearing Gitch nor Gotch.
Jenny!
Watch your mouth.
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious.
My child is gonna wear Gotch.
No!
You're dead to me.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
For free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
You can also go to our website to cast your vote for the definitive Canadian pronunciation of male underwear. Is it gitch, gotch, ginch, or gunch? Go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and have your say.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by our exciting new app. It's called Am I Getting Wet?
You're a busy person, and you need to know at any given moment whether your clothes, skin, and hair are wet or dry. Well, wonder no more with Am I Getting Wet?
It's so easy to use. Just turn on the built-in digital barometer to measure the moisture in the air.
Put your thumb on the fingerprint scanner. Pull out one of your hairs and thread it into the receptor here.
Then simply wait 45 minutes for our software to run the analysis algorithm. And before you know it, Am I Getting Wet will let you know with 85% certainty whether you're getting wet. Or, to be more accurate, whether you were getting wet 45 minutes ago.
You are getting wet.
But that's not all. If it turns out you are getting wet, Am I Getting Wet analyzes your current moisture context and tells you how you're getting wet.
You are in the bath. You have fallen out of a speedboat. You are being drenched by a garden hose.
Order Am I Getting Wet today, and we'll give you 50% off our other new apps, including Is That Donovan Working Over There?
Am I Asleep Right Now?
Can I Press This Button? Available now at isthisarealwebsite.com.
Hey, look over there with the guitar. Is that Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall?
Yes, that is Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall.
My parents say they can't see it. My friends tell me we're all wrong. But none of them can comprehend what keeps my love for you going strong. But they'll understand everything next Thursday, our 2-year anniversary, when we'll officially be common law and your health plan will cover me. I'm sticking around for the dental. Your drug plan is why I'm still here. You'll be my boyfriend with benefits, and I'll get new glasses each year. It's not a big wedding I long for. Don't need no ring or corsage. No, my perfect man has a benefit plan that covers deep tissue massage. I'm sticking around for the LASIK. I can't walk away with bad knees. I'm confident with you, I'm covered when I need a wax or a tweeze. Don't get me wrong, you're the love of my life. Without you, my heart would be lost. I'd even go so far as to say I love you almost as much as Blue Cross. I can't wait for the day we're united, as part of the healthcare elite. Farewell, cheap glasses I bought online. Goodbye, bunions that cover my feet. So I'm sticking around for your package. Love that holds me when I feel ill. You may not be the cure for what ails me, but I'm tired of paying for pills. Yes, this is the life I've signed up for. Not just 'cause my costs have quartered. You'll be my boyfriend with benefits. Your love's what the doctor ordered.
Hey, you! Are you experiencing flooding or dampness in your basement? When you think about beautifying your lawn and cleaning up your shrubs, do you feel overwhelmed? Well, that's a truckload of stress that you don't need. And that's where my friend I come in. I've got just what you need to turn that frown right upside down. 'Cause I know my nuts and bolts.
This has been a paid advertisement for Orpheus's Erotica Hut. The one-stop shop for all your adult entertainment and intimate paraphernalia. Located just off the 401, right beside Murray's Sump Pumps, and across the street from Lionel's Riding Lawnmowers. Orpheus.
Hello, my name is Melvin Smith, and I am an actuary. I analyze statistics to calculate insurance risks and premiums. You might see me in the elevator or the food court in my dark blue suit or my charcoal gray suit with a white shirt, solid blue tie, black shoes, and belt. You might see me and think, oh, I get it. He's a boring business guy. But you could not be more wrong. You want to know the real me? You want to know what I'm all about? Then look down here. Look at my socks. Look at them. They're crazy.
Crazy, crazy socks. Mel wears crazy socks.
This is where you see the real me, down here between my pant cuff and my shoe, flashing a little ink, rocking the crazy socks.
Crazy, crazy socks. Mel wears crazy socks.
Look at these, for instance. Balloons? What are balloons doing on socks? You'd expect to see balloons in the sky or at a party, but not on a guy's socks. That makes literally no sense.
Crazy, crazy socks. Mel wears crazy socks.
Hey, why is Santa on one sock and all eight reindeer on the other? There's no reasonable explanation. P.S. It's not even Christmas time. What an eccentric choice!
Crazy, crazy socks. Mel wears crazy socks.
Hey, ladies, what are you looking at? My socks are down here.
Look at those socks he's got on.
No. I wear boxers. I'm not weird.
Crazy. Yes.
Hello?
Jeffrey, how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm good, Mom.
You're not smoking, are you?
No, Mom. No cigarettes for 3 weeks.
Oh, good for you, honey. I'm very proud of you, dear.
Thanks, Mom. You don't usually call on Monday.
I know, honey. I just need some help.
Oh, sure.
Downloading a podcast.
Oh.
Is this a bad time?
No. No, it's, let's just do this. I'll walk you through it, okay?
Thank you, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a piece of cake, Ma. Just go to your home screen.
My what?
Your home screen. Okay, you just go to your...
I'm going. Don't yell at me.
Hey, Mom, I'm not yelling.
Oh, you were going to. I know when my boy's about to yell.
Okay, Mom. Now, look for a purple icon with a microphone on it.
Slow down! I'm not seeing it.
But it should be right there.
Mm-mm. No. I'm standing right here, and there is nothing of the sort.
Wait, you're standing right where?
The screen door.
What? You're... Oh, yeah, right. Screen, okay. Mom, go to your computer, okay?
Well, why are you sighing so much? Are you and Amanda fighting?
No, Amanda and I are not fighting.
You be nice to that girl. She's a lovely girl.
Are you on your computer?
At brunch, her omelet came before mine, and she waited. She waited.
Yes, she's a great person.
And she's well-mannered. She doesn't sigh all the time.
Okay. Now, click the purple icon and load your music program.
Now, don't you yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
Oh, listen to yourself.
Okay, yes. Yes, I'm yelling now.
Honey, calm down. Oh, no. Oh, something terrible is happening. Something just popped up. It's telling me to back up my library into the cloud. Well, who talks like this? What kind of sentence is that?
Just click OK.
Well, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. Okay? Oh, I don't know what I'm agreeing to. I don't feel safe. Oh, I saw an article on 60 Minutes about security.
Look. Mom, no one is going to take your information, okay?
Well, I could lose everything.
There's nothing on your computer to lose, Mom. The only thing you ever do is go to Oprah's website.
Well, what if they take nude pictures of me and put them online? Well, you know, it happened to Jennifer Lawrence.
Mom, do you have nude pictures of yourself on your computer?
Well, who knows? Golly, I just don't know how any of this stuff works.
It doesn't fabricate nude photos of you, Mom. Okay. Look, just click OK. It's fine. Trust me.
Oh, I'm not falling for that, mister. Remember the last time I trusted you? You said you were going camping with your friends and there were girls there.
I was 13, and those were my friends.
Well, it certainly didn't look like you were doing friendship activities when I pulled up to that campsite.
Okay, are you done now? Okay, now in the upper left corner, type in Vinyl Cafe.
I can't find the V on this stupid thing. All the letters are willy-nilly. Okay, I'll start up here in this corner. Q, no. W, no. E, no. No, still no V.
It's at the bottom in the middle.
Oh, there it is. V. Oh, it's like a typewriter. You know, it's nice how they did that. You remember Marjorie? She uses her computer all the time to chat with her grandkids.
Here we go.
When am I going to get grandkids? Ask Amanda about it. She's very polite. I like the way she holds a fork. Are you still sighing? Do you need money?
I'm smoking, Mom. I'm having a smoke.
Oh, honey. You never seem to make it more than 3 weeks. Weak-willed, just like your dad. But you know what? I love you anyways.
Thanks, Mom.
I'll try your bathrobe on just for a minute.
Oh, it's Stuart McLean. Hey, I did it.
Yeah, that's great, Mom.
See? I'm savvy. You got a pretty savvy mom, eh, fella?
Yeah, you got some real street smarts, Mom. Bye.
Bye, honey, and thanks for your help. Oh, and your father says hi. He's going to call you later today. The clock on the VCR is blinking again. Love you.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Derkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Leona Browson,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Werken.
Live music by Jocelyn Alf and music maestro Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Josh Dean, Peter Brown, James Hartnett, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer, Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.